Hello, everybody. This is the Houston Airport Guru coming to you with another segment on Bush Airport Terminal A ticketing lobby walk around. All right, now Terminal A in Bush Airport, I believe personally, is the most easiest terminal to navigate around. All right, the lobby is literally a box. I mean, as soon as you walk through the front doors, you can pretty much see the entire lobby from left to right. All right, walking through the front door, as soon as you're getting dropped off and you're getting your bags out the car, as soon as you walk inside the airport, if you look to your right, you will see a men's bathroom. Now, beyond the men's bathroom on the right in the little corner, you will see a hallway which leads to AB parking. That leads to downstairs, which will bring you to the parking area, and then you will catch the elevator, which would be a few feet up ahead as soon as you walk downstairs. There is an escalator, and then there is also an elevator as well for people who have strollers or wheelchairs. Beyond that is Alaska Airlines ticketing counter, Air Canada Airlines ticketing counter, Frontier Airlines ticketing counter, and Southwest Airlines ticketing counter. All these airlines that I have just named are connected to each other, side by side. On the left side of Southwest ticketing counter, you will see a TSA A North security checkpoint, which leads to gates A1 through A15. On the left side of the TSA checkpoint is a JetBlue airline ticketing counter and a Delta airline ticketing counter. These two airlines are connected to each other as well. Now, still being at the front door, if you look to your left, mind you, everything that I just named was on the right side. Now we're going to the left side. If you look to your left, you will see a U.S. postal mailbox. Right next to that USA postal mailbox is an off-brand ATM machine. Next to that off-brand ATM machine is a COVID Essentials vending machine. Last time I looked at that vending machine, it was out of order, and that was a couple of days ago. Next to that vending machine is the women's bathroom, and then also beyond the women's bathroom in the corner on the left side is a hallway that leads to AB parking. Now, there are two ways to get to AB parking. You can either go on the right side, go downstairs that way, or you can go on the left side. They both lead to AB parking. Doesn't matter which way you go. At the ticket counter, you will see WestJet Airline as well as Spirit Airline. Both of these airlines are connected to one another. On the right side of Spirit Airline is a small seating area for wheelchair assistance. And then right in front of that, you will see a TSA A South security checkpoint, which leads to gates A17 through A30. And then on the right side of TSA security is American Airlines ticketing counter. Now, in the middle of the terminal, like literally in the center of the terminal, you will see an escalator, you'll see people coming up, and then you'll see people going down on the top side, closer to the back wall. On the left and the right side, which are both facing the front of both securities, are elevators. They both lead in the same direction, so it doesn't matter which side you use. If possible, I always tell people to catch the escalators down to baggage level instead of waiting on the elevators, because a lot of people going up and down and it takes longer. So if you don't have any carts or strollers or anything like that, I always try to tell people to take the elevator. There's also some stairs as well if you want to use the stairs right next to the escalator. Now, on the back wall of the ticketing lobby, you'll see a subway, which is kind of next to American Airlines, which is going to be on the top left. Right next to Subway is a retail store called Culture Map. Sells little knick-knack things like candy, magazines, neck pillows, things like that. On the right side of that retail store is a small repacking station table, and it also has a scale as well if you want to weigh your luggage. And then on the right side of that repacking station is a wheelchair assistance station. Now, that is literally the entire terminal for the ticketing lobby. Alright, stay tuned. I will give you a little bit more insight involving the security checkpoints and how to get to your gate quicker. Thank you guys. Have a good day. All right, everybody. I forgot to mention one more important piece about Terminal A. So United Airlines has about 2 to 3 gates that fly out of Terminal A. Now, if you remember what I said earlier, and I named all the airlines that are in Terminal A, I did not mention that United Airlines has a ticket counter in Terminal A. So there are signs posted when you walk through the door, but in order for you to check in your luggage, if you have check-in luggage, or if you need to retrieve your boarding pass from a kiosk, if you're not familiar with doing it from your mobile phone, or if you need to talk with a representative for United Airlines, you have to go to Terminal B. That is the closest United terminal. So don't panic. If you've been dropped off at Terminal A already, you can catch the lower level train to Terminal B. It literally will take you about less than 5 minutes to get there. So if you've been dropped off at the ticket level in Terminal A, like I mentioned earlier, just catch the escalator or elevator down in the middle of the lobby. If you're on the elevator, you will hit down LL when you get inside the elevator. Or if you are catching the stairs or the escalator, just make sure you go down 2 floors. If you see baggage claim, you need to go down 1 more level. Once you get on the lower level train, it's going to be 1 stop to Terminal B, which will take about, I'd say roughly about 30 to 45 seconds. Once you get off in Terminal B, either catch the escalator or elevator up to level 2, which is ticketing. Now, to not confuse yourself, you can just go through security in Terminal B instead of going all the way back to A, because there is a Skyway overhead train which will take you back to A once you get through security. The Skyway takes about 15 to 20 seconds in between Terminal B and Terminal A. Once you get off that train, which is above security, within security, it should take you about 3 more minutes to get to your gate once you get off the train. All right, it's easy as that. Now, if you don't have any checked luggage and you just need to get to your gate, you can get dropped off in Terminal A. If you have your boarding pass already on your phone or printed from home, you can just go straight to security. You don't have to worry about checking in at the ticket counter. You can do everything once you get to security and head straight to the gate. That is it. But if you planned ahead and you've already heard this message, just get dropped off in Terminal B. All right. Get dropped off in Terminal B. That is the easiest route to take if you have to check in your luggage. If you don't have to check in your luggage, you can go straight to A like normal and just go straight through security. That is all for my United Airline passengers leaving out of Terminal A.